Dozens of protesters are arrested after Columbia University calls in the NYPD. And Dave & Buster's is adding something new to its arcade games, a betting option. The Morning Rundown starts now.
From the Straight Arrow News Studio, bringing the stories that matter to you from across the United States and around the world, this is the Morning Rundown.
Today is Wednesday, May 1st. Thank you for joining us. I'm Kara Rucker. Columbia University is restricting access to its main campus this morning to only students who live there after nearly 100 people were arrested Tuesday night when officers with the New York Police Department were called in to clear an academic building overtaken by pro-Palestinian protesters. NYPD officers moving in a little after 9 p.m. at the university's request, using a police vehicle with a ramp to gain access to the second floor of Hamilton Hall after protesters had barricaded themselves inside. In a letter to the NYPD saying the matter requires the use of emergency authority, Columbia President Manu Shafiq wrote that an individual hid inside Hamilton Hall after it was closed to let others in. While the group of protesters involved students, the university believes it was being led by people not affiliated with them. Just before 11 p.m., Hamilton Hall was clear and the campus tent encampments had also been removed. Police say no injuries occurred. Columbia's president has requested the NYPD to remain on campus until at least May 17th, which would be 2 days after graduation, to ensure encampments are not reestablished. Columbia University says its decision to call in the police was in response to the actions of the protesters, not their cause. In addition, the NYPD was called to the City College of New York after it was reported that a large group of people marched from Columbia to its campus. At least 25 people were arrested there. Speaker Mike Johnson and other House Republicans are escalating their criticism of the nationwide college protests related to the Israel-Hamas conflict. Johnson, speaking at a press conference on Tuesday, highlighted the situation at Columbia University, describing it as out of control. He urged President Joe Biden to take a firmer stance on the issue.
And that's why today we're here to announce a house-wide effort to crack down on anti-Semitism on college campuses. Nearly every committee here has a role to play in these efforts to stop the madness that has ensued.
House Republicans are pushing for federal funding cuts to colleges hosting these protests and have started an investigation into university administration's handling of the demonstrations. They are calling for a congressional hearing with several university presidents to address the situation. This week, the House is set to vote on the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2023, which seeks to define anti-Semitism more clearly for applying anti-discrimination laws, though it faces opposition from some Democrats over the act's definition of the term. Today is an off day in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump in New York. Tuesday's proceedings started with the judge fining Trump $9,000 after the judge ruled Trump violated the court's gag order. The judge warned Trump future violations could lead to jail time. A hearing on four other alleged gag order violations is set for Thursday. Jurors then heard testimony from Gary Faro, the banker who helped Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen open the account he used to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels. Keith Davidson, a lawyer who represented Daniels, also took the stand, speaking on how he negotiated the deal between his client and Cohen. The judge did make one decision in Trump's favor on Tuesday, announcing there would be no court on May 17th so the former president can attend his son Barron's high school graduation. The Biden administration is looking to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. This is according to multiple news reports. If the DEA approves the proposal, the lower classification means the agency would recognize marijuana's potential medical benefits, and the change would also categorize marijuana as having less potential for abuse. Our Lauren Taylor has more on the story.
Under the proposed plan, marijuana will be moved from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, alongside substances like ketamine and some anabolic steroids. It would not, however, legalize the drug outright. Despite the reclassification, marijuana would remain a controlled substance under federal law. This means individuals and business operating in the cannabis industry must still comply with federal regulations. If approved by the White House, it would mark the most significant shift in the agency's policy in more than 50 years. After that, it will face a public comment period. Following the comment period, the DEA will review the feedback and, if necessary, make adjustments to the proposal. Eventually, the agency will publish the final rule. The move comes after President Biden's call for a review of federal marijuana laws in October 2022.
You can find our full report at san.com. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force now advises that women get a mammogram every other year starting at age 40, updating previous guidelines that recommended starting at age 50. This change aims to address the increasing rates of breast cancer among women in their 40s and is expected to save up to 20% more lives. Insurance companies often follow the task force guidelines to determine coverage. Many insurance plans already cover mammograms for women starting at age 40. Finally, this morning, heading to Dave & Buster's with your friends could soon earn you some money. The entertainment chain announced Tuesday it will allow customers to wager on its arcade games. The company is partnering with a gaming provider to create a betting feature in its app. There will be a limit to the size of the bets, but exactly how much has not been disclosed. The betting function is expected to launch in the next few months. These are your top stories for this Wednesday. You can get the latest unbiased straight facts anytime by downloading the Straight Arrow News mobile app. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Until then, I'm Kara Rucker. Have a great day.